Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
If you're hearing any muffled sounds, it's because I'm taking rope and hoods off of Amber and Stu. Don't worry, it's not as dark as you think. I kidnapped them for their own good so that they could not see where we were going. I turned off their phones as a gift. It's a gift.
Okay, I was going to say, because I was like, what kind of hood?
Yes. Yeah, I trust my guy, though.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll let you do whatever.
When I was stuffing that hand towel in your mouth, you were saying, I trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was saying, you should trust me, this is good. This is a huge gift. All right, we're in an undisclosed location because the three of us are going to record the podcast alone.
No.
No Carissa, no Mark.
Oh, wow. Damn. How did you even keep that secret from us?
I paid in cash. Everything that I tied you up in and kidnapped you with, I paid in cash.
Damn.
I am a little embarrassed that I quickly swore my allegiance to whatever terrorist organization you were a part of.
I know.
Renounced the United States of America.
I know. You kept saying, yes, master. Yes, master.
I really should have taped the hand towel into your mouth. Once it fell out, I was like having a hard time concentrating on the wheel.
Wait a minute. So you bought these hand towels in cash?
Uh-huh.
Did you wash them?
No. I mean, they're straight off the shelves. They're not that dirty.
The chemicals. You wouldn't believe the chemicals.
Oh, no.
God dang. I thought so.
Oh, the chemicals between us.
What song is that?
Bush.
Nice. See, this is the stuff we can't get into when Carissa and Mark are around.
You're right.
Bush. Gavin.
Newsom.
Gavin Newsom. I was going to say DeGraw. Gavin DeGraw Newsom Rossdale.
Wow.
Get
a
him
super
off.
Gavin.
Finally, a super group I can get behind. I'm voting for this super group.
What, man, a ticket.
Remember when we went to that Bush concert at U of I and we all kept saying, who's lighting diarrhea on fire? Because we had never smelled weed before.
And now, anytime I smell diarrhea, I'm like, oh my God, am I high? This smells so good.
I'm high.
I love this. I'm high. I'm stoned.
Yeah, I have not laughed like this with you dudes in so long. It feels so good.
Yeah, the pressure's off. The anxiety's gone.
I actually can't be high around Mark and Carissa
because
obvious reasons.
It's unsafe.
I might actually hit the vape pen right now. If that's
Do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. And I brought some treats, too. Here we go. Oh, I got some appetizers from Lots of Pasta. That's a pizza.
Oh, my God. I love these poppers, man.
Yeah. I'm surprised. It's a grab bag, too. I don't even know what's inside these poppers.
Oh, I love that. It's $5 off, and they just put whatever's left from the appetizer from the fryer.
I said, I don't care what's in it, but 80% savory.
You wanted the Chicago mix.
Yeah. The Chicago mix.
Dang, these are just the parts of the wings that you're not supposed to eat. That's fine.
Those are the parts I eat. I'm fine with that.
Weird that the only Italian restaurant in town is the best wing place.
Man, they're so good.
Best wing place. I would say best sushi place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second best Thai.
True.
Yeah.
Italy and Thailand, you know, a natural connection. That's where Marco Polo went first.
Marco.
Polo. He brought back Thai food, and they were like, whoa.
Do
you want to go on a few other expeditions for us, Marco? This is pretty good. What are these spices? Marco.
Polo.
I'm going to find you.
I ran into the wall.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
This is great.
Here's some drinks, some flavored water.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. It's hoppy.
Yeah, Lagunitas hoppy. Refreshers.
Dang, I feel like I can actually like take my jacket off without feeling, you know, perceived.
Oh, yeah. Mark does a full up and down if that jacket comes off.
And then he does the yoing eyes, and I'm like, dog, you got to stop.
He wants to sniff every part of your body. I hate to bring him up.
Disgusting.
Yeah, oh, good vibes only. Good vibes.
I know.
Yeah,
I feel the haunting of him. I feel his essence.
The
leaving.
Haunting of Pat of Honor by Kenneth Branagh.
Now we're clowning. Now we're goofing. We're goofing. Stress-free goofs.
Woo.
They hit different.
Y'all, I know that you can't really say what you want to say when the other two are here.
Say
so
what you want to say.
Say what you want to say. Adams family.
Adams family.
Hey.
That's us. We're the Adams family.
Let's go. The hand. It? No.
Cousin It.
Cousin It. Right.
That's
right,
the
right.
Hairy one. Or is that the handy one? I don't remember.
The handy one.
All I remember is my guy, Christopher Lloyd, going huge.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me what's been going on. Tell me the things that you wouldn't say in front of these goofs.
It's good because you can also get vulnerable.
Right.
Which I don't really want to do around Carissa.
That's it.
I just found out Shanice has been putting Ozempic in my porridge.
How is she even? She's been injecting the porridge?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work orally?
That's what she said.
That's what my sister's boyfriend said.
Wait, but what the fuck?
It works. I mean, my cravings are way down. All my cravings are being blocked by it.
But that could be the porridge.
Well, list some of your cravings.
I mean, I'm censoring, but pornography is what I censored.
Okay.
What else?
You know, my Capri longs.
Okay.
Little purple Capri cigarettes.
We don't need more than that because these are just a couple of my cravings.
Rufus!
It's a vibe, yeah.
While you look great, I hate to attribute it to Ozempic.
Well, it's not even that. It's that she wants to convince people that her therapies, like her cupping and all the acupuncture and all the Reiki, are working. And they're not working for my weight loss and my cravings. So she started putting Ozempic in my porridge.
Damn, Stu, I'm concerned that
she came
clean. Bumming me out.
But it's good that she came
clean.
That's
true.
But it's bad that she did the thing.
I think she was having a telltale Ozempic situation where it was making her really anxious. She was not sleeping super well, and she finally sent me a long email about it. She couldn't even tell me in my face.
So what does that mean for you and Shaw?
I'm thinking is all it means right now.
Okay.
You know how that is.
That's it.
I know. What do you think I should do? Because it's good other than that part.
Well, also the muscle loss, that's worrisome.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I have my arms in a sling here.
But also,
I was at the AAA game, tried to catch a fly ball and broke my arm.
Damn. It wasn't even a line drive.
No. It was a blooper.
I don't like the messaging that smaller is better. What if you mm-hmm. are, what if the treatments are working because you are more whole?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Well, I unfortunately am more whole.
Explain.
Well, literally, one of the side effects I'm having with Ozempic is increased sphincter size.
Wait.
And decreased cheek.
Oh,
the cheeks are getting smaller.
If you look at
but the hole's getting bigger?
My God, you're gaping.
Maybe it's just a visual trick and the hole is the same size, but the shrinking of the cheek
shit.
Does He's mean gaping. Comparatively that I am gaping.
Damn, gape for me, darling.
Gape for me. Gape me again.
Damn. What do you think?
This
is our boy. I'm worried.
I've been real with you about Carissa from day one, so feel free to lay into whatever you're thinking here.
Well, I'm in a weird position because I have been actively trying. I've been on a charm offensive with Shanice.
That's true.
To try to win her over, and it's not working. One of the few people alive I haven't been able to charm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few people. She's just resistant. She's got Randy resistant genes.
Shanice and DJ Scribble was the other one.
Yeah, DJ Scribble hates my guts. Good God.
He was always like, back up, man. Back up, little bro.
I'm trying to dap you up, DJ Scribble.
No, back up.
Scribble, who picks the songs for Say What Karaoke? Back up.
Come on, I want to sing Julio Iglesias Jr. I want to sing Hero. Back up. I can be your hero, baby.
Back up.
Get for me, darling. Wait, what's been going on with you? What are your little secrets?
not much. My boss at the third party logistics company, the e-warehouse that I've been working at, my boss kissed me.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it was like at the end of American Beauty. It was really terrifying.
What?
Yep.
Oh, Craig.
When you were working the late shift with Craig?
Yeah, Craig. Because I'd been like encouraging Craig. I'd been like, Craig, like get out there. You should be dating, you know? Right. And then me and some of the guys, we've been working out in the warehouse when we have downtime, you know, and it was raining one day and Craig came in soaking wet and just came up and kissed me. And I was like, you misunderstood.
What? Oh, right? That's tough. Because you've been such a big part of his journey, I would say.
Yeah.
But you didn't mean for you. You meant for him to get out there.
Yeah. But now that I think about it, like I had been like everything about our relationship had been kind of American Beauty based. You know what I mean? Like I was helping him, I was giving him my piss for his drug tests. Mm-hmm. And then I was locking them up in a mini fridge that I had kind of like rigged.
And then Craig killed a guy.
So we do know Craig did that.
I mean.
Yeah, it's too bad.
All signs point to Craig.
You've been hanging out with with your daughter's friend, the cheerleader.
Yes. Yeah. Not my usual crew.
No.
What did I get myself into?
But what did you say? I mean,
yeah.
We know Craig's history. He killed a guy. Were you able to kind of break away cleanly?
Tell me how this sounds, because I think that I did. I said, Craig, your lips, they're so soft. That's one of the best kisses I've ever had. Unfortunately, I'm taken, but you're going to make somebody so happy.
Well, I think you covered all your bases. Maybe hit him with a no homo at the end, and then you're solid. Dang.
Again, you can say that. I can't say
that. Oh, okay.
Boy, we're having a good time. There's no way this could be going any better.
This feels
heave.
Cool.
Heave. Ho.
No. Ah. No.
Heave.
No.
Oh.
How?
Ram me harder.
How did they find us?
Ram me harder.
Wait. He's the ram, the battering ram.
You can see through the glass partition. She's behind him.
Oh God!
She's humping him from behind and smashing his head into it.
Oh, his third leg is working so hard. Oh. We're in. God.
Wait, keep the door was unlocked.
Keep.
Yeah, eventually.
Wait, it was.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, oh, hey, Marissa. Guys.
So good to see all of you.
You too.
Can you carry me around more and let me sniff?
Just do the sniffing that you need to do, Marissa.
Don't bring him to sniff, Amber. Be a good friend.
Go on, sniff.
I see the septum piercing has not healed at all.
Yeah, it's not a sniff. It's a like...
Yeah, no offense to pugs, but he sounds like a pug.
That's really not nice. You know he's inbred.
Who, Mark?
Yes.
What you said is not nice.
No, it's not. I'm just being honest.
Sign of royalty.
Look, we were trying to get some alone time. We were trying to get through a record. Sign of royalty.
I can't believe that you guys would go behind my back like this. I mean, just to see all of you together.
I told you.
It's sick. By the way, what's going on with you, Stu? You look so skinny.
Nothing. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal. I just lost a little weight.
How big is your asshole right now?
Yeah. Why does the back look like a belly button?
How big is your asshole? I knew it.
Get away from his pants.
You don't need a monocle to see it.
I knew it was gaping. I knew it. You're on Ozempic.
It's the size of a monocle, that's for sure.
And now I can see clearly.
I could fit like four burritos in that thing.
Oh.
You are. I can't believe it.
Yes. Goatsy in here.
Gautier?
Gautier.
You are Gautier right now.
What? Does he have a gaped butt?
Stu knows what I'm
somebody
talking about.
Somebody that I used to know. Somebody.
I don't want to hear more from you, but explain. What's the Gautier?
You thing? Remember like remember Lemon Goatsy? Party? You remember that era, Lemon Party and Tough Girl, where there would
kids
just
in
be
the
like
sandbox.
Websites someone would send you to and it would show you the worst thing you
Blue
ever
waffle.
Saw?
Blue waffle.
Yeah, a bunch of these I don't even know.
Cakefarts.com?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love Cakefarts. Cakefarts is what I lost my virginity to.
Good Lord.
Like a soundtrack? Sick.
It's just on repeat, yeah.
Goatsy was gaping his asshole in the camera. And everyone
that's
passed it around.
That's what Goatsy was, yeah. It was
pass the person what who was around?
Doing that.
A JPEG?
I don't... apologies to the families listening at home.
Oh,
God. He's got the gaping asshole.
Literally, I've never been more mad at someone in my entire life. You know that I was trying to get Ozempic at the pharmacy, and they were like, we're all out. Should have known.
Yeah.
You probably
And then you became really friendly with Mark, the diabetic guy. Not Mark Pettivano, but diabetic Mark. Health. And you started stealing Mark one did. Pill a morning from him. Or however you take it, I guess it's
just... Yeah, you just overdose on metformin.
Yeah, I ended up... He's in the hospital now, apparently, which is so selfish.
Why are you casually talking now? We're just in casual conversation, all right? You two broke into the recording, all right? We were
the
trying
door was
to
unlocked.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we're in a clandestine location.
I knew where you guys were going to be.
How?
Because I have cameras.
The trackers on every one of you.
Trackers and cameras on everything.
You spend so much money on surveillance equipment. And then when the check comes, you go, I didn't really have any nachos.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually speaks to the truth. I actually checked my Venmo and I saw that you paid Stu and Amber for upcoming recording. $20 bucks a piece.
You gotta change the.
You pay for these? You pay for these?
Venmo's private.
Change your name. You pay for these?
Paying for these.
And it said, and then Amber commented, where are we going at? And then you said, meet me in the basement.
Shit.
And then Stu said, my asshole hurts so bad.
You're making.
I can feel the breeze.
You're making all of this up, last part.
All of it up.
We didn't say that back and forth on Venmo to each other.
They're like a G-chat. You can't G-chat on Venmo.
The only Stu person like, who uses brain. Venmo is social media.
He's like, Stu said something about his asshole being so big. He feels like his brain has seeped out of his ass.
No, I didn't. Stupid. So why would I say that?
All right, forget this. I'm boxing up all the treats.
What the heck?
No.
Oh, what?
I'm upset. You two don't get to crash the recording, all right? You're going to sit there and you're going to listen. And yeah, you don't get paid for this recording. You ought to pay me to be on this recording. You owe me back pay. What is this, episode 34?
What's your Cash App?
Cash App?
Mark had to get Cash App when he started doing OnlyFans and he had to find other routes to pay people. And by doing, I mean subscribing, obviously.
Not true. We post our own stuff. There's videos of him jacking off lizards on there.
That's right.
And you reading from those subreddits. Are, yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that, Carissa.
Yeah, we actually have quite a few accounts. Okay.
Got to pay extra for those.
All right. Well, we're going to take a call and you two better behave. Stu, Amber, I'm really sorry.
Damn. We did what we could.
Just I thought back. It was just going to be us and the poppers.
We were vibing, man.
We were vibing.
Nice time.
Hey, let's think back fondly on how we were vibing.
Yeah, let me zip my jacket back up.
No, Mark, get in there. Get in there right now.
The vibe's good.
Why would you be so helpful with him for that?
I want them to get together. They deserve each other.
What?
They deserve to be together.
In what world?
In my world, my fantasy, it's all double dates. Me, you, Mark, Amber. Stu's dead. Stu gets hit by an airplane.
God. Hit by an airplane?
Yeah. An airplane comes down, smashes him to smithereens.
It lands
my
on
Cessna.
Me. Sure. Yeah.
It's a private jet, and I get on it, and I fly off.
All right, let's take a call. I'm so confused.
And I'm hanging off the wing like Tom Cruise.
And then you die, too?
Never.
Never?
No, I parachute into, some action adventure story.
He saves Amber.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Hop on.
A truly impossible mission for you, getting Amber to want to be with you.
Mission impossible.
All right, here comes a voicemail.
Hey, Randy. I've been watching a lot of old seasons of Survivor lately, and I'm wondering how you and the crew think you would do on such a duplicitous show. Also, I want to know your take on chicken rings. Okay, I love you all. Thank you.
Speaking of gaped buttholes, chicken rings are the chicken's butt.
What?
Is that what they are? The buttholes?
If they don't come from that, that's what they represent.
Lots of pasta that's a pizza serves chicken rings.
Yeah, that's true.
Fried chicken rings. I like them.
So, nice. Nice. What other facts you got?
Oh, okay. We're not agreeing to that.
No, We know it does because you put a hot one on that girl's finger trying to propose to her once.
Oh, God.
All right. But the survivor part of the caller's voicemail is the meat of what we're going to discuss.
The chicken meat in the chicken ring.
Great. Yes. What do we, how do we think we would do on Survivor?
There would be 400 little TikTok clips of the crazy things Carissa said.
100%.
100%. She'd get voted off first after the merger.
Not true. I would not be voted off ever. I think I would win. I would absolutely win.
No way. Too duplicitous. The merger would come and you'd last one or two, but then eventually people would be like, she's terrible at the physical challenges. Mm-hmm. She can't do puzzles. She's dead weight. And she's tried to double cross everyone here. She's out.
And she tried to fuck Probst.
Well, first of all, I could fuck Probst's right now if I wanted to. Probst. No problem. I could DM him. I have. DM him. I could take his pants down.
Get your little seam ripper.
Those little hiking pants he wears, let's just say they're supposed to be a few inches longer. But I honestly think I would play dumb and you guys wouldn't see it coming. I'd be like, huh? I guess I'll go get us some fish.
I don't think you'd be playing dumb.
What's this puzzle? How does it all work? Oh, Stu? Yeah, I think we should vote him off.
We know what Mark would be like, coach. And he'd be like, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. I need to take you under my wing.
Cult leader.
Yeah, cult leader vibe.
Yeah.
And no one would buy it. I think Mark would be like that guy who broke his arm or hurt his shoulder like week one, mm-hmm. and then gets like helicoptered out and he's like, I'm going to miss you guys so much. We're like, yeah, we don't know you. We barely know you. You broke your shoulder on day one. Bye. Decision made for us. You don't even have to go to council.
Mark tried to toss a coconut and dislocated his shoulder.
You just saw Carissa use my head as a battering ram, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprisingly fine.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't. You slamming your head into a door didn't change you at all. You're fine.
Can't be broken.
Amber, Stu?
I'd count myself out because I have contact lenses.
Yeah, but intellectually, I think you could get a lot of people on your side.
You're right, because you know, every time we play murder, I always win. So that part, I do think I get, but because of my contact lenses, I think I would lose.
Yeah, you're really good at murder. It helps that Carissa threatens to break up with Randy if he accuses her of anything.
To be honest, you guys, I think I'm actually Survivor's too small of a conversation for me. I think I would go on to bigger things like Traitors.
Oh, okay.
And probably Big Brother, you know.
You would be hanging out with like CT and...
Yeah, and Parvati Shallow.
I do think Amber, I think you would win. I think the contact thing is tough. I'd love to get you goggles, to get you like a Horace Grant look out there. Something like that.
Yeah, James Worthy, Horace Grant.
Give me the whole mask.
Because I can't lose you. I think I would absolutely tie my whatever the phrase would be ship to you. I would.
But you are an incredible hunter.
Yes.
You are. I've seen you catch fish. Because he brought
hot dogs camping? Like, no. Well, he does not know how to freaking hunt.
This guy, look at him. Women love him. Fish fear him.
Fears me.
Yeah, he literally farted near the river and the fish died.
Is that how you got all those fish that was up?
One time I farted near the river and also we found dead fish.
But, you know.
Carissa made the connection that could have totally been correlation without causation.
No, he farted and then like 10 fish died. It was sick.
Then they died.
That sounds like causation to me.
Whatever it takes. I can feel adrenaline in my veins. This guy, we'd send him out into the waters of Fiji and he'd be farting in there and we'd be eating that dead fish. You know we would. Truly. It'd be ceviche time.
The ocean. Let it cook in the juices.
Yeah, except the ocean would be polluted afterwards. It'd be like the Chicago River on St. Patty's Day.
That's just dyed green. They're not polluting it. It's just dyed green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put any pressure on anybody here because this is a hard thing to do. But I would like to hear at least a few people's response to getting betrayed or voted off, like at the tribal circle.
Oh, interesting.
What would you? Would it be? Would you be above it? Would you be vitriolic? Would you be petty?
I know if Carissa or Mark got voted off, the first thing out of my mouth would be, "Bing!" I'd be so happy.
I think I would be like, "Can I have your jacket?"
You would be that.
Can I have your jacket, please? While someone was leaving. No, I would. I'd be like, "No, bitches, you don't get my fucking jacket."
Okay. I'd be frothing. I'd be frothing at the mouth.
Yeah.
But then I'd turn to Jeff and I'd be like, "I'd be like, thank you. This was an honor."
Very big of you. Very big of Thanks you.
I would expose the whole fraud.
Jesus Christ.
The voting system is not, it's not on the up and up.
Oh, you think so?
If I'm voted off, something's broken.
That's the producers chiming in and being like, "We need to get this guy out of here." It's ratings nightmares. A political problem. Way more on his systematic change.
Oh, yeah. What's the opposite of Redemption Island? That's where they'd send you. Unredeemable Island.
Irredeemable, my friend.
Sure, whatever. I don't care.
Demon Island.
I mean, you did.
I can survive there.
Okay, yeah.
It would be you and Stu's underwear. That's unredeemable.
Man. Get help for fishing.
Yeah. What?
His underwear.
Like a net?
Like we could use one of my stinky underwear, he's saying would kill all the fish.
Everything I'm saying, Stu's picking it up.
Okay.
They're on the same wave.
You got the goatee thing.
I know Mark because I come from Marks of the World. You know what I mean? I can relate to the Marks of the World. They feel comfortable around me. That's but funny. I have become who I am in response to them.
But that's why you would be good on Survivor. You would make all the Marks trust you.
But I don't like Never betraying trust. People.
That's true.
It makes me feel bad to lie to people.
Mm. Which is why I struggle with people lying to you, Stu.
We're talking about the Ozempic?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, Stu, I think you do pretty well because you basically have shelter for everyone inside that huge asshole.
So everyone in Survivor would go into my butthole, Carissa?
Yeah, they would be safe there.
When it's raining, yeah.
Yeah, so they'd keep you around for a long time so they could shelter inside there.
I actually don't think it would be safe there because it's where poop comes out of. I think it would not be very safe at all.
Well, you wouldn't be eating very much because of the Ozempic, number one, but number two, because you'd be losing all the challenges, so you would not be winning the meals.
I can't think of a single challenge you could beat me in other than finish this with a funny thought.
I could do one of those where you stand on one leg for a really long time kind
no,
of
No, you
stuff.
Couldn't. You yeah, absolutely
I
could not.
I could.
You would tap out first.
No.
Yep.
No.
You would. You'd be like, "Oh, I don't like standing here. It's hot."
It is hot.
It's hot. I'm thirsty.
I do need both legs.
It would be so easy to trick you, Carissa, in any of those. You'd be like, "There's a cold glass of water over there." You'd be like, "Ah, I heard there's pizza in the forest." You'd be like, "Ah."
I would do anything for pizza. I know that about myself.
See, you'd be gone. You'd be puking. Also, if you ever won a challenge, you'd eat so much food and you'd be puking.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Dehydrating.
Hey, personally, I think I'd win a bunch of challenges.
I think you would too.
And I think
which ones?
All of them. The physical challenges.
All of the physical ones?
Count me out at your own peril.
I would love to see us all compete on Survivor.
I know what Randy would do. He would make he would do that thing I saw a guy do once on Naked and Afraid, where he would make coconut bras for all the women so that they would be nice and covered up.
Wow, modesty. Important.
And then they'd be like, "Wow, this guy is with me."
And coconut cups for all the guys. Maybe a coconut, I don't know, you back
need,
door.
Yeah. Situation. You need to turn that coconut around for you.
Jesus, Mark.
Just obsessed with his butthole. Just obsessed. Literally, you can see him in between while we're talking. Mark's just zoned out. He's silently mouthing to himself stuff about Stu's butt.
Oh, God.
Stu's eyes. Yeah, the gape is so big. Big butthole. Let's take another caller. We got all we're talking about is Stu's butthole. Are you okay?
I think Amber would win Survivor, we should just say.
I agree.
I think it would come down to Amber and Randy.
I think you would win, Amber.
Okay.
You do so well. It's all like right. Crazy how good
it doesn't
you
merit
do.
A massage. That compliment does not merit a massage.
Yeah, let him massage you.
No.
Don't trust anything.
It's
these
nice.
Things.
It's nice.
No.
It's relaxing.
God, my shoulders hurt so bad, and yet I will not let those little lizard fingers find me. Get away. Back up. Back up.
Do you see the new bumper sticker on Mark's car? Let him massage her. Trump 2024.
Him is capitalized.
I want to say this. I think if you're a man listening to this podcast, one of the best things that you can do is give a woman an unasked for massage. There's something about men who do that that is just so sexy and great, and everyone feels safe around them.
And they've never made the correlation between starting the massage and then saying you're so tense. Yeah, that just got really tense.
All right, let's take a call.
Hey, Randy, Amber, Stu, Carissa, the other one, the little libertarian fucker with all the hat. Yeah, I've been loving your show from the start, and I got a little devious dish going on. I started dating someone a couple months ago who, to preface, it's not going to go anywhere too serious, I don't think. And we're both in non-monogamous relationships, but it's not like casual sex either. There's some romantic vibes too. Their primary source of income is making sexy content on OnlyFans. I don't have bias against this. In fact, this is the third OnlyFans hottie I've been with in the last like year and a half. I'm in my slut era. I have no shame. I subscribed to their OnlyFans after talking about it, after we started hooking up. And so they know that I'm on there. And the problem that I'm having is that anytime we sex, they will like take videos or pictures for me, and then they'll upload them to their OnlyFans to see, like, for the subscribers. So, like, for instance, they made a video of them touching themselves and then edited my name out of it. It was just like they're moaning my name. And I'm as much of a horny idiot as the next guy, but like the comments are like, oh, you're so beautiful. Your pussy is so cool. Like, it's just really cringe. And is it bad that I'm bothered by this? Does this warrant a proper dafook, or do I need to just like let go of my ego? Should I be flattered that rando jabronis are beefing it to my my content? Thanks so much, guys. Baba booey, baba baby.
Yeah, this is a proper dafook for sure.
I'm sorry, I gotta ask, Mark, was that you that wrote your pussy's so cool? I gotta know. Was that you?
All my messages are encrypted. I'll say that. We'll never know if that was me.
Yeah, the way you can find out, though, is Mark has those, like, predictive text things. If you type a Y in his phone, yeah, it'll finish. Your pussy is so cool. I can. He's accidentally sent it to us when he was trying to say that he was watching Yentl.
Mark, what are you watching? Your pussy is so cool.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, man.
That's a it's a tough question. I couldn't tell if he cared more about the jabronis commenting on him or that there were, the videos were being reused. Because I could see that being a problem where it's like, oh, I thought this was like a thing for me. Mm-hmm. And now it's in between us, but now it's making you money. Mm-hmm. And you're like proving it to everybody. I could understand that being taking away some intimacy.
Ask for a cut.
That's I'm surprised this is the first time he's dealing with this problem, given he's dated multiple OnlyFans.
Where is
only
he meeting
fans?
Them all?
Probably at the camp I've gone.
The OnlyFans camp?
Yeah. It's on. You have to be have had an account for a long time.
Yeah,
enough.
Didn't OnlyFans say that you have to pay to have an account? You specifically?
Yeah, I had to pay the membership fee, which not a lot of people apparently have to pay. But I got verified, and then once you get verified, you get to go to the camp.
You were in Rachel Dolezal's class, right?
I was, yeah. I love Ray.
I'm sure you
Dozy.
Do.
Dozy.
Dozy. I also want to clarify on a reheat. When he said he's in his slut era, I think he meant himself, but I do think it would be funny if he meant that's who he's dating.
I mean, yeah.
But he, I would almost think it's like the editing out of his name being moaned is probably what, like that, that maybe also I'd put on like the list of him being bothered by the most.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think he, that's a bump to the ego.
Well, because it's like, you know, if you date Taylor Swift, she's going to write a song about you. If you date an OnlyFans model, she's probably going to be like, oh, you know, I had kind of a lazy day. I'm going to reuse some of my sexts as content. Most likely, wouldn't you think?
I would.
If I were.
I have.
Oh, my God. Wasn't an invitation for you to share about your OnlyFans page.
Oh, okay. Well,
which is mostly stand-up comedy that you're trying out at home.
When I make the videos, though, I'm like, ugh, that was like a big, like, that's like a, you know, an hour-long set I just did. I'm just going to post the hour-long one now.
Well, what gets me upset is that you'll send me, like, video clips, and you'll be like, hey, this is me talking about how I thought Honda and Hyundai are the same cars. Turns out they're not. What's the deal with that? And I'll be like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, ha-ha. I'll put a ha-ha on it or whatever. And then I find out you posted it on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And then the comments are all like, your pussy is so cool.
Yeah. I get a lot of that. Actually, a lot of those.
I did like your Polaris videos.
Oh, yeah.
Those were cool.
About Polaris? Yeah. What is Polaris? That I think is how it starts. What is Polaris?
You don't have
That's
to do
how
it.
They all start.
Is it a pillar? Or is it a car? Polaris. Is it Pilates? Who here does Pilates? Go show a hand.
Oh, she's doing the 2-minute version.
See, this is.
All right. I'm seeing it's a lot of. Let me ask you this. How many of y'all have kids?
You know, it just doesn't hit the same without you putting in fake laughter.
Pilates, more like mom Lotties. Am I right?
This is.
Because moms do it all the time.
We're going to cut your mic. We're cutting your mic. You blew past the light. I think like. I don't know. It's kind of like what you sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
I think you could. I mean, at a certain point, if he's uncomfortable with like jabronis saying stuff, that's never going to change. But you could say like, hey, is it possible for the sex that you send me to be like, it leaves me wondering if the thing I'm seeing now is just going to be something everybody sees later. I like those to be personal between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can you post mine next to yours so that people see what you're working with, you know, and he sends sex and they both get to be up there.
I mean, I think if he gets involved in these vids, then he's getting a cut, which it sounds like it might just solve a lot of stuff if he's like involved financially.
And I'm sure that's what everybody subscribing to hers wants to is to they also see guy the guy up. She's with showing up in some of the videos.
I think that's definitely what they want.
Oh, Daniel. And they're like, oh, wow. Your pussy is so cool with Daniel.
Yep. Well, I mean, to me, it's like to the caller, obviously, you're a fucking king dating all these OnlyFans ladies. I think you're just like, yeah, you need to be straightforward with what you want from her because clearly she knows how to get the job done, right? Just like she just needs to understand what you want and what you like. And I think she should get more into stand-up. If she wants classes, she can call, can train her.
I have an adjacent question. You know how it's really hard to support someone you're dating who is doing a lot of comedy and isn't that funny? Have you ever had that or have you ever not dated somebody because of that?
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder if that happens with dating an OnlyFans model where it's like, oh, they only have like 4 followers and their posts aren't that good.
I bet it does.
But I have to be really supportive still and like,
hey, I love the way you fuck yourself.
People don't understand your genius.
You were so great. And people, yeah, don't get it.
Your pussy is cool.
Your pussy is cool. Underline the is.
Underneath the comment, that's the your pussy isn't cool.
I also think about it like, yeah, like, did Are they popular enough? Do they need to be like, how many fans are we talking that these girls have that you've been dating? Because the ones who are really popular, they got a whole freaking team behind them answering all of the messages, responding to the comments, mm-hmm. helping make sure that the catalog of videos is up to date.
Mark does it.
Yeah.
Mark works at one of those centers where there's just a bunch of guys on computers responding to OnlyFans messages as the woman.
Yeah. And you could tell too, because the predictive text on his phone sometimes, he'll log in on his phone when he's remote working and you'll be like,
Yentl.
If it starts with a J, you know, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like, jack off for me. And you're like, what? What are you talking about?
Sorry, work predictive.
Over and over, jack off for me, jack off for me, jack off for me.
Genius of them to hire him. It's like when like the NSA hires hackers to break into the system. It's like, who better knows what these fucking guys absolutely want than right. Mark?
The white hat commenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what would your minimum be where it's like, oh, if I'm with someone and they're an OnlyFans model and it's only blank, is too little of followers? 50?
Oh, no, way more. I mean, I have, how many do I have? 1,500? 1,600? Just for the stand-up.
Yeah.
Can we get a White Castle confirmation?
Yeah, it's about 1,500.
Yeah, but how many are bots?
I don't know, Mark.
Are you the bot?
Mark, what the fuck? Why are you mentioning the bots?
So you buy bots for your OnlyFans?
Oh, you pay Mark, for followers?
See, this is what I said. Don't talk about the bots.
You artificially boost your OnlyFans number for your stand-up career?
Your pussy is so beep boop.
Your pussy is so... My family in Nigeria.
Your pussy is so... Putin has a point.
Your pussy is so... Become my sugar baby. Contact me.
That's real. That's Mark.
No, you've got to boost. You've got to get bots.
You have to, because then that pulls in real...
You've got to boost. You've got to get those bots.
All right. Well, I think if you want more intimate, if you want it to be intimate, this caller, you're going to have to say, like, I don't want my sex up on the OF. But otherwise, I think you got to deal with it. You know?
If you're in your slut era, really be in it.
Yep. Yeah. And her work is also your life now. So let the babe work. Because people don't want to work anymore in this country.
Oh, boy.
It seems like another everybody. Caller.
Get off your ass.
Another caller.
Get off your ass.
Another caller. Another caller. Another caller.
Hey, Randy. It's Mike from Canada again. I'm the one that had the trans kid that was getting bullied, and he's doing really good right now and not getting picked on anymore. He's got a solid group of friends and everything, and I didn't even have to hit any kids with my truck, so that's cool. But I wanted to share this guy comes into where my wife works, and he draws like little pictures for her, like her name and bubble letters, and you know, like, brings her stuff and is, like, I don't know, courting her, basically. But he brings in weed sometimes, and sometimes it's pretty good weed, and then she'll bring it home, and then I get to smoke it. But I do kind of want to tell him to back off all at the same time, so I don't know. Should I tell him to kind of stop bringing my wife little things that you made, like little crafts and stuff like that, or should I just let him keep bringing it in because he also brings weed and that's great? What do you think?
Damn.
Really good question.
Let it ride.
First,
love you, love your kid. So yeah. Happy that great. You're doing yes. better. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Fantastic.
I'm glad that you didn't hit any kids. Because
my girl and I weren't ready.
We were ready we to were come ready. For those little fuckers.
We all renewed our passports to come up to Canada to help you, King.
We've been preparing. We've just been punching kids on the street here, just knowing that we were going to have to. I mean, they looked like they would be like,
stay ready.
Yeah, stay ready.
Stay ready.
Absolutely.
I was brushing up on my French. Yeah. Like, give me these little Quebecois fucks. Yeah.
You were brushing up on your poutine.
Okay, wow. Those are fighting words, bitch. Dang.
Just sweet poutine.
Stu's got a poutine.
Yeah, no, we got shirts made for Stu's Got a Poutine.
I'd rather eat Stu's poo than poutine. At least it smells like weed, am I right? Up top.
Really good high five.
It's the lightest clap.
Their bodies work so well.
We were too far away from each other. We were too far away.
I've never seen two men. Yeah, you both would absolutely win Survivor after what I just saw.
Shut up.
Yeah, you'd be excellent at the physical challenges. Can't even fucking high five.
Shut up.
Can't even fucking
shut
clip.
Up. Shut
watch
up.
Me and Amber right shut now. Up. Watch us. We fucking win Survivor.
Oh yeah, like, Jeff comes out and he's like, "It's a oh, guess what? It's a high five challenge."
Oh my god!
Anyway,
watch this. Oh.
Listen to that.
No, that wasn't good.
No, that wasn't good.
No, that I didn't.
That was Mark hitting his forehead against the. There you go.
There's oh my that god,
so much skin just flew off of his hand. Disgusting.
Sorry, my hand's sticky.
Go lotion.
It's all good. It's all good, Mark.
Oh, so all right. So the actual to the new duplicity in Mike from Canada's life, right? That fucking Jim from The Office is going to his wife Pam. You know, this guy needs to turn into the actual Roy that exists in real life and beat a Jim Halpert's ass.
It's a John Krasinski vibe.
You think the weed is making up for these bubble letter love notes?
When I used to date Gary.
Gary Busey,
his ass would be like, watch me do these tags. And I would have to watch for hours. Nothing's going to dry up a pussy faster than watching a man draw low pictures.
Yep.
Let him do it. I thought it was pronounced Bussy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he says Busey because Bussy right. became the back pussy.
Right, right. Butt pussy. Yeah, Bussy. Well, I'm just saying, like, that. You think that he's really doing something with these little trinkets and treasures?
I'm just saying, keep an eye on Jim Halpert, a slippery motherfucker.
Yeah, think about this. The teapot that Jim gave Pam, the teapot full of little inside jokes.
Right, and she was like, let me get rid of this thing as fast as possible.
She's like, I want the iPod. But I wanted to say, you know, at the Froyo shop, I have guys coming in all the time, like, continuously. Like, obviously, there's that one old guy, Jasper. And Jasper's in there literally every day.
The twins, Jasper and Jafar.
Jasper and Jafar, they take notes. They, like, write down everything I do. And I love that. I feel like...
Are they CIA?
No, they just kind of like to monitor me. It's awesome. It feels so good. And then obviously there's Richard, that one old guy.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and he's always like, what are you wearing today? And I tell him I could do a fit check for him.
Oh, right. Because he's seeing impaired.
Yeah, he's blind. He likes to know. He goes, well, looks good on you, honey.
I will say, and I don't know what sort of inconsiderate things this will include, but you haven't seen a pervert until you've seen a very forward blind pervert.
At a Froyo shop. Uh-huh. And what flavor is that? Put it in my mouth. Okay.
Yeah, I have to. He tries them all.
He does. Okay. Will you put that in my mouth?
It's like, your hand works, sir. You can hold a little spoon. No.
Please put it in my mouth.
I mean, he's like, have you put on any weight? And then he touches just my waist and feel my lower back. And he goes, seems like you're the same. I'm like, yeah.
No game. Dude, watch Ray.
Yeah.
Ray had game.
Touch the wrist, touch if anything. Wrist.
Oh my God, this wrist is unbelievable.
It's so but Randy, cool.
You don't get jealous. You don't get jealous of Richard or Jasper and Jafar.
Well, when we're, yeah, well.
Or Suzanne.
No, I'm not. I'm not getting mad at any of these Aladdin fans.
Aladdin fans.
I think the easy solution is have your wife use the attraction to find out where this guy gets the weed from.
Ding, ding, ding.
Get the in. I don't know what the rules are in Canada, but it's so easy to get here that I don't even know why that would be a reason to keep him around. Honestly, none of the specifics bothered me except for the bubble letters.
Yep, that set me off too.
It definitely sucks.
Yeah, it's sickening. It's sickening.
Yeah, it's sickening. You're absolutely right.
Because it's very juvenile. Bubble letters.
It's very He's like,
look what I did with the shading in the capital B. Ugh. Fuck off.
He's probably making those S's. Stussy S's.
That's cool. That's not bubble.
That's
cool.
Actually great. Yeah,
that's in the bubble family. That's in the bubble family.
That's for him. If he's doing the S's, that's for him.
Yeah. The Stussy logo should be hard, jagged edges. No bubbles.
Right, exactly.
Full agreement here.
Yeah.
Full agreement.
We can agree on this.
Yeah, wow.
Absolutely.
I actually disagree. I think Stussy S's are on the verge of bubble.
So you want Stussy to change their branding?
Yeah.
Just so that they look like a bubble.
Are you sure
letter?
It's not Stussy?
Yeah, no. Stussy, baby.
Oh, I thought it was Stussy.
Why wouldn't you want to like own Bussy. This? It's Stussy.
No, it's Stussy. It's like Pussy. They had to change it.
Stussy, baby.
Stussy.
Back at it again with the white fans. The most wholesome video series.
I know. I loved it.
We love it.
Man, I'm still back on this guy's kid being okay. I just feel so pleased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is good news. Yeah, yeah. It seemed like a sad time in their lives, the last call. So I'm glad to get the changes, the positive change phone calls we're getting here.
Me too.
The past couple weeks.
Yeah, we're really making a lot of differences in people's lives when you think about it.
If they
actually have a lot of power.
Oh, no.
Any listeners that are upset by any, like, you know, kind of deeper, meaningful calls that where people are sharing like difficulties in their lives. Like I feel like we balance it out by talking about Bussies pretty quickly after calls like that. So if anyone's like, I want the Zoinks, where's my toast stuff? You know,
you're going to have it.
Yeah. Relax.
I won't say Zoinks. But I am missing my toast right now. I do want to just point that out. I did make a little toast when we got here. I put the butter on before and then toasted it the way I like it. It is gone. I just will say that.
I would have gotten it if these two hadn't burst through the door.
I know.
Oh,
Zoinks.
Oh, he said it.
I'm sorry. I'm just pissed off. It came out.
So upset he said Zoinks.
You did it.
Oh, my God. I feel sick to my stomach. Someone might have to take me to the hospital. After Stu just said that, sickening. Absolutely
the
sick.
Hospital.
Take me to the hospital.
You've bumped in front of Planned Parenthood people because you needed to go to the hospital because someone said something you didn't like.
I love Planned Parenthood. I go there all the time.
All right. Well, Mike from Canada, find out where the weed is from. If this guy grows it himself, that's the only hiccup. Otherwise, go straight to the source and then beat this dude's ass for his bubble lettered notes.
Yeah, you can kill this fucker for his bubble letters, period, end of story.
What are the Mounties going to say? Oh, he had bubble letters, eh? Case dismissed, eh?
I don't know why, but I picture him drawing a lot of Canadian leaves.
Oh, like definitely.
All over.
Maple leaf?
That's his doodles.
Their version of Stussy up there is they draw maple leaf.
They do, yeah. Jagged edges.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. I'm down with that. Maple Leafs, they're due. They're going to win one. They're up next.
Everyone's waiting.
Toronto Maple Leafs, we got next. It's been over 60 years.
They took the WNBA's catchphrase.
That would be a Maple Leafs thing to do, though. All right, let's take another call.
Hey, Randy and crew. I got a quick question for you. I have a soon-to-be bride-in-law who just sucks. She's always just a wet blank, really just the worst, duplicitous, passive-aggressive, cruel. And I was just wondering if you had any advice on, as the best man of this wedding, how I can toe the line on the speech of being kind to her in a way where I'm not being dishonest. Do I totally ignore her or focus on my brother, who also I kind of don't like? Or do I just go off the book and something random? Thanks, Randy. I appreciate you. You make my life.
Oh. Whoa, is this dude trying to fuck you?
Cool. Come on over. You make my life too. We're going to make our lives intertwined. 69 style.
I don't think so. 69. Not on my watch. Nobody's coming for you.
69 on a erotique.
Je m'appelle 59.
Que sweat.
Que sweat. Si, sex and
is that the French Keith Sweat?
Keith Sweat, que sweat? Wow. Wow.
R&B is king.
Wow. Damn. Stu came in and SEAL Team 6'd it. Wow. Keish, what?
Like, God, wow. The brain on Stu.
It's too bad I don't know enough Keith Sweat songs or enough French to do more than what I did. Those
you
days.
Don't have to. You don't have friend. To.
Retire on
sniped
top.
Sniped us. Hell yeah.
This well, is.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Well, I will say I could kind of speak to this because I have a relationship in my life where I have a friend that I really like who could marry someone I don't really like at all.
Who?
And I have thought it's just it's like this friend group, a different.
You have other friends? Impossible.
Me and Amber. You don't like Amber?
You know Amber?
Sure. Keep my sure. name.
Let's say it's you and Amber. Sorry, Amber.
That's fine.
You gotta take one just because two people here need up. Their feelings protected, right? You know, and I've been thinking about how I would do that at the wedding where it wouldn't make it uncomfortable for anybody. And I think there's always one thing you can find that you love about a person. Even if you don't like the person, everybody's got something that you can love about them. So you find that, or you find what you think your brother loves about the person, and you zero in on that, for example.
You just make a mountain out of a molehill there.
Yeah.
Or you could do the opposite. You could be like, you know what? I'm doing a roast. I'm roasting my brother, and I'm roasting his new wife.
Everybody loves those at a wedding.
And they go over so good.
And make it about you.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Ideally, it's all about you. Yes.
Make it about your feelings and don't sugarcoat it.
Bump mics.
It's your moment.
I actually you could do it this way. Pretend that you like go the lazy route and you printed out a bunch of stuff on the internet about like, you know, newlyweds.
Yeah.
Right? But it's really just you writing about the couple. Right. So you'd be like, oh, you know, so it seems like it's all hack internet jokes, but really it's like targeted takedown.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like what Norm MacDonald did at the roasts where he did old timey jokes, but you do them clearly about the bride.
Yeah, clearly. Well, clearly.
I'm troubled by him not liking his own brother either. Then why is he the best man?
Well, I guess maybe his brother sucks. Got no other options.
Oh, damn.
You know,
I get that. My fucking sister. I would kill her if she wasn't my sister.
Clarissa?
Yeah, Clarissa.
So if she ever dies, be like, sorry, officer, couldn't have been Carissa.
We couldn't have been, no. I would never do it.
But she would have killed her but she was her sister.
Yeah, exactly. But I think about like what I would say at her wedding to her boyfriend, Andy. And I think I would say something like... every day on this planet is a blessing, even for those of us who really shouldn't be here. Let us bring light and love.
Oh, this is chilling.
Ice cold.
No, that was nice. That was really, that was a nice take.
Speaking of Canada, this is passive aggressive. Or he'd be like, love is patient, love is blind. Obviously, look at the bride.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Did you guys see the most recent season? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And then I just go really hard. Bring it.
They just do a season recap.
I do a full season recap.
Speaking of blonde, I have Richard here to come touch the bride's body and describe it to everybody.
Could be better. Yeah, could be better.
Speaking of could be better, have you guys had this? I can't believe it's not butter.
No, not your OnlyFans.
Oh. Stop trying out your OF material. Seriously. God.
That unlocked a real era of comedy in my brain.
Apparently it's supposed to be butter, but it's not. Have you tried it? Who here's tried it?
Boo.
That's right.
Tell I can me. Believe.
It is bad.
Fuck you.
Fuck them too. I agree. We don't want that butter. We want regular butter. Not this. I can't believe it's not. Also, why is it such a long sentence?
Under the video, your pussy is so cool.
Gentle.
Jack off for me.
Jack off for what?
Jack off for what? Bam, 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 bam. Jack off for me because I drove half an hour through the Buffalo roads for you, buddy.
Ball tires.
Oh, I was just realizing something. Stu would probably be your best man, huh, Randy? When we get married.
I don't want to put any pressure on Randy right now. You don't have to have an answer for that. It should be whoever you want it to be.
You're definitely at the top of the Kia MVP ladder for that.
Wow.
Whoa. Is that a Polaris? Dog, actually, Gerald did ask, you know how like sometimes people in those wedding videos will have their dog run up? He was wondering if he could be y'all's dog. He said he'll wear a little pillow around his neck.
Is he going to be on all fours?
Oh, definitely.
He can't make it down the aisle.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
You would be
surprised. Quicker on all fours.
Exactly right.
I mean, he wouldn't exactly be a little dog. It'd be like full Great Dane coming down.
True. People be jumping out of the aisles.
Gerald, he doesn't know his own size. He'll get right on your lap.
Oh, you're smothering
licking
me.
Licking people's faces.
Oh, disgusting.
Right to the nuts.
And for some reason, his nipples are so puffy.
Like, he's pregnant.
Just gave birth. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, very weird.
Yeah, he's like the woman from Godfather 2.
When you can't see the actual nipple because it's the same color as the skin?
Oh, no, I was talking about... Oh, his nipples are puffy. That. Right. No, his areolas are non-existent. His nipples are puffy. My fault.
I knew it was you, nipple. You broke my heart.
Oh, no, it's going to kill the titty? The titty goes out in the boat. All right, let's take another call here. We got to the bottom of that one.
Yes, sir, sir.
Hey, Randy. So crew. Sorry. Hey guys, I remember you saying earlier, Randy, on an earlier show that Carissa blew her septum out by doing copious amounts of cocaine. So I was just wondering, what's the official stance of cocaine behind the paywall? It's certainly the root of a lot of deviousness. Big fan. Oh, also, I'm in Wisconsin. Shout out, Wisconsin. You guys make us all proud. Peace.
Cheddar cheese.
Where my cheese head? Mozzarella. Cheddar.
One more.
Provolone. Hey.
Yes.
I can go all day. Brie.
There we go. Mount up, cheese heads.
Mexican blend.
Jack cheese.
Pepper Jack.
Baby Bell.
That's a recall on the Cotija. String.
Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Hey.
That brain on still. Damn.
This is, Carissa blew out her septum, just like George W. Bush doing coke.
Yeah.
People don't know that about George W. Bush.
I didn't.
Yeah, he blew out.
I think you've said it before and I forgot it already.
That's why he's such a brilliant artist.
He blew it out.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, yeah, for sure.
Blown out. Is that what happened to your septum too, besides the piercing?
Yeah, it wasn't cocaine, but it was snorting substances.
Was it Adderall?
Yeah, right.
Mark is the only person that even a bunch of people on cocaine won't stick around to talk
exactly
to.
Right. Exactly right.
Hey, what's going on in here? Nothing. We're actually heading out. We're going to all go home and be alone. That's preferable to us than this.
We're having a good time, but that was like such a deep burn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were snorting stevia for a while.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah, whatever.
Natural.
Stevia,
natural.
Simple syrup, xylitol.
Powdered sugar.
What are you on now? OnlyFans used panties?
You can't crush that up.
You've tried. Yeah. Believe you, you've tried.
That's more of a hush.
Oh, then you can keep my mortal and pestle or whatever. Mortal.
Mortal. That's what I call mine.
Mortal pestle.
Dude.
Crush, 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 crush pepper. Crush.
That'd be a good band.
Finish it.
Mortal pestle.
We should start that band.
Mortal pestle.
Immortal and pestle.
It's a fucking great name, but I couldn't be in a band with you. Speaking of Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I would take all the credit and everyone would love me. And then you'd be like cast aside.
I mean, maybe it would be like Rumors, where we would hate each other so much we'd write a seminal album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should be in a band together. Maybe seminal. We perform at Twisted.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Acapella?
We'll talk to the witch. Twisted Fest is right around the corner.
I do talk to the witch. I text her all day long.
You got the witch's phone number? I doubt it.
I got her AIM.
Of course she's still on AIM. What's her screen name? Drop it.
Witch hats.
Drop it.
Witch hats?
Yeah.
Damn.
But witch is spelled like guesses. The other witch.
Yeah.
Witch hats. Witch hat.
Witch hats.
Yeah. So Twisted's like going to be really sick this year. I don't even know that our band could get in, but I could try and get us in.
We're downplaying it, but Twisted Fest is going to be so sick this year.
And here's what I don't want to hear. All these motherfuckers are like, oh, I'm definitely going to make it. If y'all don't fly in, drive in, boat in to see Twisted Fest, then I know you're not a real one.
Exactly. Mm.
Don't make false claims.
Yeah, we've been talking about getting boats in, which is exciting if that works out. Yeah,
for sure. If we could get some boats in there.
Yeah,
I mean Twisted is going to be pretty inland, so you're going to have to dock.
Yeah,
go to dock.
Yeah, dry dock.
Dry dock.
What's wrong with that?
Why? You know it's sexual. Look at you.
Dry docking. It's when you stick the
Don't do it.
It just sits there.
Just know it's disgusting and look it up if you really need to know.
But you don't.
You don't. Don't do it.
I would recommend Carissa's OnlyFans before looking that up.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
What's the deal with dry docking? You get what dock it?
All of her bits are what's the deal with, and then just the opposite of the thing.
You could do like a Hickory Dickory Dock thing with that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like Andrew Dice Clay. Like,
oh, yeah. Hey, everybody be quiet. They're putting their minds together to come up with great OnlyFans stand-up.
What do you mean by that?
Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse, then dry docked.
Ooh, I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
I like that it's a reference to a style of comedy that became out of touch 40 years ago.
Honestly, yeah.
Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse was in the dry dock. His dick was
okay, no.
As big.
Come on, the kids are gathered round the hearth. We cannot have this sort of content, y'all.
They have the wreath out and everything.
Let's get back to Coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Watch out for fentanyl.
Oh, Coke behind the paywall. Watch out for fentanyl is Mark's recommendation. Not a bad one from what I understand.
You're going to legalize it. Legalize it, but be careful of it.
Cocaine is so scary to me.
Yeah.
Loser.
I'm with Stu on that. You know me.
Oh, my God. You guys are.
I'm already scared. I'm having a heart attack half the time.
Long time, that's no true. Time.
You didn't have to LeBron James powder everyone's Coke at the party, though. If you're scared of it, leave it alone.
I couldn't think of a way to make it not too scary for me, and so I just thought I would go funny.
I think it says you just like...
Then I covered myself in it and pretended I was powder and started bending all the spoons at the party.
Oh, my God.
We were like, just leave it there. God.
I don't know how many times you have to do a powder impression at a party. Like,
it's the second time powder's come up.
Powder and swing dancing. If you were around when it happened, it is in your brain forever.
We need to do a live watch of powder.
Yes.
Powder phenomenon, double bill.
Double feature.
Yep. A brew and view, too.
Yeah.
Because I can change the world. What? I would be the sunlight in your universe. Yep.
Why did they have us line dance to powder, though?
What's that saying?
Why did they have us line dance to powder in middle school?
Yeah, it was like Boo Scoot and Boogie and powder.
The education system failed us, that's for sure. Oh, God.
Presidential fitness test.
The George W. Bush fitness test.
Thank you.
Blown out septum.
Yeah, I line dancing to powder all day.
Randy, have you done coke?
Nope.
Never, right?
Nah, won't do it.
So lame. Everybody's so lame.
It's not so lame. It's not so. You know what the deal is? The deal is like every time I hear people going off, and they'd be like, my ideas are so good. And I'd be like, I'm hearing it. It doesn't sound good to me. That's it.
Chris has me blow it up with a straw.
Yeah. I had an idea.
Up the butt, Stevie Nicks style.
Yeah.
When I do it, I get the best ideas. Like, I had an idea for a candle that smelled like dog food.
a candle for dogs.
No, just a candle that smells like dog food.
So humans want to smell dog food. Yeah. What's target demo?
And then you also had that kitty litter that when a cat would go, it smelled like lasagna.
Oh, yeah. That one's fun. So basically, when the cat shits, the warmth of it accesses in the litter. A lasagna.
Honey,
smell.
What'd you make?
You got lots of pasta that's a pizza shut down for a week because they were selling it, and the feds came in and shut them down.
Yeah, they were putting it into the
FBI involved.
They were putting it into their lasagna, the kitty litter, because they wanted it to smell more like lasagna. Because their food doesn't smell enough. It doesn't have enough of the scent.
No. Oh, I will agree with you. That does sound like an idea you had when you were on cocaine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm personally like, I'm just like a really chill, mellow person. So doing coke just like accesses this like awesome side of me where I come up with these incredible ideas, which I understand isn't for everybody. But I just had an idea for a flashlight that is actually meant to look inside of your soul.
Uh-huh. And how would that work?
You just shine it on somebody and you would know based on the color that it shows. So it's like green.
What?
If I show it on you and it's green, then I would know, wow, depressed.
Green? Yeah, green means depression.
So you like a mood ring is what you
have? Yeah, but it's a flashlight.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
You know what this is making? I finally relate to that Fiona Apple quote that she stopped doing cocaine after a night with Quentin Tarantino and Paul Thomas Anderson where all they did was cocaine and watch movies. And now I feel like Fiona Apple here with my Tarantino.
You sure?
Thank you. I love him. He's so cool.
Yeah, you tried to stick your foot in his mouth, and that was the one foot he rejected, right? Back up.
Yeah, it was a
PA. I have a limit.
I was a PA on one of his movies. The one that filmed in Colorado.
That, I mean, Tarantino, we got to get Tarantino and Gerald hanging out.
Oh, man.
So that guy can get, Gerald could go down on a foot.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Tarantino has nothing on Gerald's ass. He will go calf deep.
They would do that. They would do that thing with like war stories where they're swapping scars.
Yeah.
They're like, the foot went down to here.
Oh, yeah. Look at my uvula. Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe that could be Gerald's special talent at Twisted Fest. He goes down on a big foot.
Oh, damn. Oh, I was going to have us put out cigarettes on his arm, but yeah, we could do that. Yeah, that's fine.
If you want to get your foot sucked, come to Twisted.
Jack Lynx presents Going Down on a Big Foot.
Honestly, y'all, he's been crying and moaning, being like, am I going to be a part of it? Am I going to be a part of it? Because I told him I was going to sell, head lays on my long tits. And he said, and he started acting so jealous. So honestly, if I could get him a slot, then maybe I could do my thing.
Yeah, of course.
I'll talk to the witch. I'll aim her right now.
All right, you aim the witch. All right, but Amber, Stu, maybe we could get dinner later. I could make it up to you because our recording got crashed.
Thank you, bro. Just, I know, that's not your fault.
Go into those Venmo settings. Every transaction's got
private,
to be private.
Okay.
Private.
All right. Hey, you know, you got to learn your lesson somehow. This was it.
$20, right?
Mark,
for this appearance,
you're drooling. Yeah, you got to pay us. You're drooling quite a bit. I think let's enter you into concussion protocol. All right, buddy.
Can you pick me up, Carissa?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
These losers.
Now I know it's a concussion talking.
These losers.
Speaking of phenomenon,
they don't even do blow.
I wish Mark's concussion had made him cool and smart or know Portuguese or something. But.
He's nicer when he's concussed, aren't you, Mark?
That was nicer? You just called us fucking losers.
He's way nicer. It happens a lot.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
Oh, God. Now he's repeating. Here we go.
That's his
Why
name.
Do we have all the bad luck? That's nice guys.
Yeah, you know you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, Mark.
That's
a nice guy.
Top OnlyFans comment. How come all the nice guys don't get girls like you? Yeah. Jack off for me. Jack off for me.
Jack off for me. Jack off for me. Jack off for me.
Gentle.
A huge thank you to everyone who left me messages for the recording of this podcast. We got through as many as we could. And I have to thank my guests, my dear friends, the hilarious Mary Sohn, who you can find on Instagram at Merrill Swan, the brilliant Dan Lippert on Instagram at Dan Lippert Cool, the deviously funny Lily Sullivan on social media at LILYYILY, the multi-talented Brett Morris, who can be followed on Instagram at Brett Morris Internet. You can also find Tim Baltz on social media by searching his fucking name.